Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a story out there about the silent treatment. And as I look around the room.
Don't you dare.
I wonder who in the room is a silent treatmenter.
You. You're not looking at T-Hack. You thought, well, he's a man, so he couldn't possibly.
He doesn't. He's just silent.
I feel like both of you guys specifically, do it more than the girls in the room.
Yeah, I'm with Aaron.
Because you guys are more kind of passive.
Me? You're talking to me.
You maybe in a relationship.
No, but okay. I'm just, this is fascinating. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. Aaron knows, the people in this room, you guys know me better that I think on the outside of the show, but I guarantee you no listener thinks I'm passive. You think anybody thinks I do the silent treatment?
Yeah.
I feel like you could be a bit aggressive.
Immature.
Why'd you say that so quiet because that the transmitter barely picked it up?
Looking you in the eye and saying, you are passive aggressive. But you get really worked up, and I could see you getting so worked up that you're like, fine.
And you just go quiet.
I'm not going to talk.
Yeah. I see that.
Do you think I do the silent treatment?
No, I don't see that. I do it, though.
You felt like you had to say that.
You do it?
Yeah, I try not to do it. It's not so much. I don't view it as silent treatment. I just kind of shut down. If I'm like so mad, I'm just like.
But that's the same thing, is it not?
No, yeah. It's different because I do that as well.
That's the silent treatment.
But it's not because I'm organizing my thoughts, because I have so many thoughts and I don't want to tell you what they are yet because I don't even know what they are.
But if you don't say, I'm organizing my thoughts to the other party.
Oh,
that's
I do say like, hold on, I need a minute.
Okay, then that's different. Like, but you just like,
not communicate that.
No. Okay. No, how's it gonna sting them if you tell them?
Thank you.
You know what though? I actually think the silent treatment is a game.
It totally
it's when you're
is.
Doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
I just have to set the record straight. There are perceptive people in this room and imperceptive people in this room.
And what are we?
T-Hack, buddy. Mm-hmm. Are the least perceptive human.
I am
manipulative and a piece of hell in a relationship.
Yeah, and this is why we think you do the silent treatment.
Right, yeah. You're right. I'm saying. No, I do. And it's 100% a game. It's the worst. I hate it about me. But it's like, oh yeah, okay. Watch this. I'm just not gonna talk for like a week.
No.
Oh, yeah. That long? Oh, oh wow.
I mean, you still have to communicate and go, you picking up the kid? That is like...
But even that has stank on it. You change it a little bit.
Would you still sleep in the same bed and just like...
Sometimes.
Wow. I feel like...
Wow, that drastic?
Found the...
No, but so was she. We both...
Then you shouldn't be together.
Well...
You're not.
Thanks to the lawyers. So what do you do instead? Like, you just...
I may... communicator to a fault, and I will be the same way with the three of you.
Oh God, no.
I know I haven't been here super long, but like you will find, like, if I have a problem, it is addressed immediately. And my fiance says he loves that about me. because he never has to wonder. There's no question of what I want, what I need, how I'm feeling.
Oh God.
I'm not asking you to live with me.
No. I'm wondering, do you think, back to Hack, the least perceptive human in the room, mm-hmm. do you think he genuinely likes it? Would you want that?
I would want that, yeah. Because I have there's a game that we do a lot where it's like, hey, what's up? And it's like, oh, nothing. You know, and you're like,
there is something.
I know you. I know something's bothering you. And you just, but she has said, kind of like Aaron, it's like, I'm just not ready yet. Mm-hmm. And so that has helped. Even just saying like, I'm just not ready to say.
I need a moment.
Right, so say nothing. Don't say the word nothing.
Just say, I need a moment. And then okay. And then I'll get off your case. But if you just say nothing, then I'm going to keep going. Well, I know you. Something's.
Yeah, like, but if she says, I need a moment, then I'm going to be like, how long's a moment? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Tomorrow?
You have to
like,
wait.
Maybe she'll tell you when she's ready.
Yeah.
Do I strike you as somebody who can wait?
No,
but again, I think we've found the problem.
Oh my God, it's not me. So you don't.
It's not me.
No, well, okay. It's both of us. But can you admit, Erica, that's like
I have faults.
Over communicating is also bad.
If you're with the wrong person, I think that's the problem here. Like I'm with the right person who appreciates
who
that,
genuinely wants it,
who needs it, because he probably. Unfortunately, I'm finding some similarities with him and T-Hack as well. I think he's quieter than me.
Unfortunately.
I just mean like.
never mind.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.